This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, the 75th anniversary of the first Social Security monthly benefit payment. Hi, I'm Chris Stein, a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University.
And I'm Jim Saulnier, a certified financial planner.
And that's what's on this week with HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com.
And that has got to be the longest title of any blog post. What the heck did you just say?
The 75th anniversary of the first Social Security monthly benefit check. That's a very long title. I agree.
Get a more taut.
I don't know. Maybe I'll come up with a better one. We'll have
it. It's an interesting blog post.
It is. So we did. We just hit a milestone here. We hit 75 years since the very first person to receive a monthly benefit check. Prior to this, there were some lump sum checks paid. So this is the first what we know of as the monthly retirement benefit.
Right, because when Social Security first came out, it was a lump sum.
Initially, right. They always planned to have the monthly benefit, but initially when it first started, it was simply a lump sum for a few years. And then in 1940, the very first monthly payments were scheduled to start, and they did. And the first payment went out to a lovely woman named Ida Mae Fuller. Ida Mae Fuller had paid into the Social Security system for a whopping 3 years.
Now, is that Ida, middle name May, last name Fuller?
Yes.
Or Ida May's her name?
Ida
May.
May, middle name Fuller.
I think Ida May could have stood on its own. That's a nice name, Ida May.
Yeah, especially for 1940.
Yeah.
Perfect. So she received, at least they dated the check, January 31st of 1940. So today when you're listening to this, it's not exactly that. Well, we just passed that date.
And she's the very first one.
Very first one. She was paid an amount of $22.54, her first check, a whopping $22.54. But you have to realize,
it's 1940.
And that's for a month. And she had paid in 1937, 38, and 39, because 1937, that's when they started collecting contributions into the system at a rate of 1% by each the employee and the employer on the first $3,000 of income every year. So the rate was 1% for each on $3,000. So she'd paid in over that 3 years a whopping $24.75.
Woohoo!
So on the very first month, she received a check. She got almost all of that back in the first month.
And let me guess, she lived like 40 years.
And she went on to live to age 100. She lived 35 years.
She got one heck of a return.
She did. She collected about $23,000 over her lifespan after only putting in about $25. So she received almost a thousandfold payback on her contributions into the system.
Not bad.
Not too bad at all.
I wish we could do that today.
Right. So the numbers have changed a little bit, and people think, well, gee, no wonder it's broken. They're paying out so much more than is coming in. That was an anomaly because that back then, of course, they scheduled the payments to start before they'd been collecting for a long time. So this is how Social Security works.
Right. They cannot afford to keep paying everyone 1,000 times what they put in.
Current workers pay for current retirees. You're not putting money in and then they're growing it for 30 years and then they start to pay you out. That's how a regular defined benefit pension plan would work. That's not what Social Security is. So she earned her way in by contributing over those couple of years and began receiving in January 31st of 1940, which is now 75 years ago. To put this in a little bit of perspective, though, I wanted to compare more modern times how much people pay in versus what they get out, because I think it's related to this.
Compared to Ida.
She certainly made out quite well.
She aced it.
Right.
She's got the star on her forehead.
Absolutely. So let's take a hypothetical couple earning average income over their lifespan and retiring in 1990, so a little ways ago. At that time, it's estimated they would have paid in about $316,000 between them and their employer, but receive benefits over their expected lifespan of about $436,000. So not as good as Ida Mae, but they put in $316,000, get out $436,000. Yeah. Compare that in 2010, though. A little more close to now. In 2010, we're getting to a point in history when that has kind of switched around. In 2010, an average couple earning average wages over their careers would have paid in about $600,000 between themselves and their employer, but only get back about $580,000.
Hmm. almost.
So we've
even
tipped onto the other side of this equation. And now, if we're looking at people who are not retired yet, but are going to retire in, say, 2040, they are expected to have paid in about $800,000 to get about $700,000 out. Now, these are averages. This isn't everyone. So the people right in the middle, earning average wages over their lifespan, living the average lifespan, everything about them is average. Those people are going to probably receive less out of the system than they put in. But there, because of that, there's a lot of people who receive more out than they put in. A couple of examples. If you're a low-wage worker, instead of being average, if you earned well under average wages over your lifespan but paid in and earned a benefit, the way they do the formula, which we've discussed on previous blog posts, you're going to have a much higher percentage of your pay replaced by Social Security than someone who's average or above average in wages. So you're going to get out more than what you put in. Or if you beat the averages in lifespan, like Ida May did, she lived to 100. She was well past the median age, the median lifespan. So if you are healthy and you stay around for a long time, you can also, I guess, quote, beat the system and receive out much more than you put in. Now, because these are big pools of people, the way they can afford to do that, of course, is there's a lot of people who
aren't going to live that long.
They don't even live to the median. They expire early, and they get out much, much less than they put in.
And as we talked about on another blog post that listeners can go back and listen to, you cannot name beneficiaries on your Social Security benefits. Mm-hmm. So many people, if there is none of the predetermined beneficiaries you're allowed to leave it to, such as a spouse or a child under the age of 18 or a wife, at this point a widower who may be taking care of a child younger than 16 or a disabled child, those people can receive your Social Security benefits. But other than that, government just gets to keep it. So it is those people who die earlier that support those who live longer. But it's interesting that now there has been a crossover point that for the average, that for most people, not most, but average amount of people are going to get less than what they put in.
Correct. That's just the way the system is set up to work currently.
It's the way the ball bounces.
So that's the information for this week. Well, I guess we could all go out and have a little birthday party, 75th anniversary of the first check going out from Social Security.
And hope we the other half that are going to live longer than life expectancy so we can get more than what we paid in.
Exactly. So we will hope you enjoyed it. We will be back with you next week with another blog post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.